Hello everyone, welcome to the second Borrowdale podcast. I'm finally here with James. He's back from France. Hi James.
Hi Alex. I had to wait for the cheering and the clapping because we didn't put that in ourselves this time. Hi there. Hello, nice to be back.
Did you have a nice time?
Yeah, it was lovely. I got back yesterday from France. Lovely trip, nice and hot, up to 42 degrees.
Oh, you've got a bit of a colour about you.
Yes, this is true. Yep, thanks. Thank you very much.
That's all right. How was your exam today?
Oh, exam! Well, have you ever placed your testicles into a mixer?
My sister subscribes to this podcast.
Because that's how I felt when I first looked at the questions. However, that's not how the exam went. It went quite well, in fact.
Oh, that's good.
And I'd just like to apologise here and now to Alex's sister.
Okay. Well, tonight, everyone, we're off to go and see Inglourious Basterds.
Indeed, the new film from Quentin Tarantino. I think we're both looking forward to it.
Very much so.
I'm looking forward to the Germans, because I love a bit of the German, yeah.
Yeah.
And Brad Pitt, he's lovely as well.
Yes, he is.
So, yeah, it should be quite interesting, and it won't cost very much because we're students and we've got Orange Wednesdays.
Yeah, and we'll try and complain and get our money back like we did last time.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
We've also got Shiv with us here. Shiv, have you got anything to say?
Hello, fellow listeners.
Okay, thanks. So, what do you think, James?
Well, for a start, I would just like to pay homage to Miss Florence and the Machine. She's a lovely, lovely girl.
She is.
Not met personally. But just as she says in her song Rabbitfoot, this is... What does she say?
This is a gift.
This is a gift.
This is a gift
to you.
It is.
However, this does not come with a price.
No.
Unless we make it big and then we might start charging, like the Ricky Gervais podcast.
Well, it's a bit of an oxymoron, that, isn't it? Being a gift and charging a price.
Yes, it's just like that. It's like the wise men giving Jesus gold, frankincense and myrrh.
And then charging him
and
for it.
And charging him, Joseph and Mary, for it.
Because Jesus died.
Anyway, on to our next topic of conversation. Siobhan has had her insurance details stolen in the post.
If anyone knows out there where they could be, please contact us.
Yes, thank you. Siobhan?
Yeah, it's most unfortunate. I can't say I've been that lucky lately, but...
Because we're not sure whether the rest of you know, she's also had... not her car stolen, I was just about to say. She's had a car crash. So, luckily she wasn't hurt. So, she was hurt emotionally and physically. Not physically, just emotionally.
I was physically hurt.
Physically hurt, whiplash. Exactly. So, sorry to hear about that.
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid. Bad times.
Definitely bad times.
Yeah, so it turns out that we don't know where our other male housemate Andy is.
Yeah, that's something else that's come to our attention at the moment. I think there's three possible explanations. Number one, he's been eaten by toy alligators. Number two, he has... what's the second one?
I heard that he's Katie Price's new boyfriend. And that they'd run away together.
Oh, I've seen those pictures.
Yeah, I think it was in Heat.
Yeah, it's quite a sordid relationship they have.
He's done well, though. I mean, I'm not really a big fan of...
Absolutely.
Joy,
she's a vile lady. But congratulations, Andrew, if that is where you've gone to. However, I don't think that's actually true. I think the third possibility is that he's holidaying in California.
No, I think it's Disney World.
Disney World. So he's gone to see Mickey, Goofy and the gang. So that's quite interesting for him.
Mm. But, yeah, I mean, he went quite a while ago and he's not one to keep in touch, I know, but I'm just getting a bit worried about him, to be honest.
Well, he's a man of mystery. He keeps his cards close to his heart and he plays them when he deems fit. So, Andy, if you're out there and listening, then mazel tov. Congratulations on your holiday. I hope it's gone well. And hope there isn't an airport strike.
Yes, that would be unfortunate. So James would also like to talk about the wedding that's coming up.
Yes, well, in the words of Maximo Park, I'm going missing for a while. Not actually going missing.
That's terrible.
I'm going somewhere where people will know. I am back off to France on Friday morning, leaving at 7 o'clock on a jet plane from East Midlands to Carcassonne Airport in France. Good French accent there, didn't you think?
Yeah, not too bad.
Learned that one off Fab. Shout out to Fab, hey! Chicka chicka! And the wedding.
She'll be proud.
She will be proud. She loves this. She's a regular subscriber.
I think she's listened to all of the shows.
She probably has listened to all one of them so far, of which the first I wasn't present on. However, I'm off to the wedding, which is to Fab sister Natalie and Andrew. They're a lovely couple, and hopefully they'll be subscribed to this podcast. By the time this goes out,
this is just a shameless way of getting more subscribers.
Shabba, this is, we are whoring ourselves out. Sorry for the abusive language again. The wedding is on Saturday. It's going to be lovely. First of all, Friday, we're going to the mairie, which is where you have to get married in front of the French law to start with, and followed by a service on Saturday where we're going to get absolutely, truly hammered, and it should be lovely. And then I'm back here on Sunday, getting on another flight, so I'm doing my bit for the pollution to the ozone layer at the moment, which I'm quite proud about. And back for another exam on Tuesday, so can't wait, just can't get enough of my exams.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And I dream of you with someone else.
Right, well, it's the end of our podcast.
It is. End of the second one. And we think it's been a roaring success, actually.
You might notice it's a lot longer than the other ones, but the first one was just an experiment. And you can be looking forward to 10-minute long podcasts from now on,
definitely.
I think.
There won't be another one for a few weeks, because we're all going our separate ways. But we'll be back with more frivolity soon for your enjoyment in your ears.
If I'm bored at home, I might make some kind of political podcast or something like that. I'll just have a Alex on vacation kind of segment,
right,
until we get back to the usual set schedule.
It won't be representative of the whole of Borrowdale. Obviously, it's just Alex's own personal views.
It'll just be me ranting on.
Just ranting, like he does. And you can hear a quite a fun little jig going on at the moment. It's a little Scottish ballad that we found entitled Farewell to Borrowdale,
thought.
Actually.
Yeah. Had to get that.
So we thought we'd put it in, and this will be the leaving ballad each week, just because it's quite nice.
It's kind of like a think of Jerry Springer's final thought. That's what we're doing here.
Yeah, definitely. And have we told them that we went to see?
No, I think that should be our final thought for this week. Is if you can, go and see Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, it's three B's. It's bloody, it's got bastards, and it's got breasts. It hasn't got any breasts, but if
it's got
it
Brad.
Did, has got Brad. It's got Brad with a very thick American accent, hillbilly accent. It's lovely. So it's very good. Go and watch it, guys. And we give it 5 thumbs up.
I don't know where we're getting those 5 from.
No, just anyone's thumbs. Just putting them sky high.
You put your thumbs up as well, listeners.
Yep. As you jig along.
Okay, and so that's the end of our podcast.
Yep, we'll leave it there for today.
Okay.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye.